man that's interested in oil as a producer, are you not?
That is correct, sir.
And you've been married for some years?
That is correct, sir.
I understand that when you were married, you had a very peculiar experience of having your father-in-law enjoy your honeymoon with you. Is that right?
Again, you are correct, sir.
Won't you tell us something about that occasion?
Well, it's a long story.
Go ahead and tell it.
Oh, I see.
Your wife won't have any too much objection, I take it?
No, I take it she shan't or won't. Well, it all began. I was in the army serving my country by draft, by force. There I met my wife, a woman who worked. I applied for a wife through the American Red Cross, and I was introduced to my future wife.
Now, Mrs. Jensky, won't you come over here?
No. Let him carry on being beautiful.
Well, after several drinks and several nights.
It didn't sound so good.
No. We better veer off the track a little bit and.
Well, now, possibly I'd better let Mrs. Jensky have a rebuttal to that. Now, what is the truth about this situation, about the drinks and several nights?
Oh, the drinks, that's quite true. There wasn't any other form of entertainment available that I was willing to participate in.
Yes, but did you go out with your present husband to shows and spend the evenings with him that way?
Oh, yes, indeed.
Well, I think that's what he had reference to.
Well, I certainly hope so.
But did you have a chaperone?
No,
no chaperone. Mm-mm.
Yes, we did.
Uncle Don went with us.
All right.
Now, Uncle Don, you see, was one of the finest drunks in the army.
Perfect type of chaperone.
We furnished him with various types of spirituous liquors, and he didn't care what happened. In fact, we took him home. In fact, when we were married, he followed us down to
Seaside,
Oregon.
And with your father-in-law?
Oh, yes. My father-in-law, came with his own car. Uncle Don went via the bus. And he got off of the bus, and the sheriff put him in jail. He was in no... It was a very peculiar story. We had a note waiting for us. Mr. Donald Harmon wants you to call the jail. There he was. However, we did not call.
Well, now, Mr. Putnam, that is your name, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
What do you think of this, the story that they've been putting on for our benefit here?
Amusing.
Now, do you have any, story that you can tell us about your honeymoon and so on?
Well, it's like I imagine they all are. The woman takes the initiative.
This sort of Adam and Eve stuff, I take it.
Yeah.
The woman is always the aggressor. And you didn't have the fortitude to say no?
Well, there's not much else I could say.
Except yes.
Yes, sir.
And that's the way it all happened.
Yeah.
Now she's making a garden for you.
Yeah.
That's fine. Mrs. Jensky, are you making a garden for your husband?
No, I'm not. I'm very sorry. I can't get my husband to put a spade into the earth.
She's making for me.
My husband won't dig up the earth like Mr. Putman does. Therefore, we have no garden.
Oh, I see. Well, I think maybe, you know, we'd better end this interview and see what has happened on the paper.
I think it ought to be something to hear.
Have you any rebuttal to make?
Well, I don't know just what to say. This is rather sudden. He could have said yes or no just as he wanted to.
Well, did you actually propose to him as he insinuates?
I certainly did not. All I did was ask him if he wasn't going south one weekend. And south he went that weekend.
With At your expense or his own expense?
Oh, it was at my expense altogether.
Well, that's quite
an
admission.
In fact, I've paid for everything all through this marriage.
Did you pay for the license, too?
I can't remember about that. I think we pooled our resources, $1 apiece.
And, well, what about the minister? I'm always interested in what the minister
did. Oh, my mother, I believe, took care of that.
Well, it would appear that possibly there's some truth in what your husband says about the whole situation. Is that right?
Just what are you referring to, sir?
That you proposed.
No, sir.
And that he accepted the proposal?
Well, he accepted, but I didn't propose.
Well, I don't quite understand this whole situation.
Well, it's rather difficult to explain, and I'm not sure that it's awfully clear in my mind. Was sort of a mutual falling in, if you
into understand. Each other's arms, is that it?
Well, mental compatibility first.
Oh, hell.
And then we worked together, and that was hard physical work, and that always draws a person closer.
Again, oh, hell.
Well, look how close you and Putt are, and all you do is work physically hard together.
Well, Mr. Jansky, you didn't tell us about your father-in-law. I think that incident should be recorded. It's usually the mother-in-law, but this time I understand it's both the mother-in-law and the father-in-law.
Again, you are correct, sir.
Well, say something besides that, for heaven's sake.
Now that you have your cigarette lit, in proper frame of mind, and remembering that you are with friends and that this conversation will not be divulged. Proceed.
Maybe we should get a lawyer. Well, it seems that after Mr. and Mrs. Thalen of Great Falls, Montana, arrived at Seaside, the four of us went to dinner. Thereupon, night began to fall. And thereupon, we went to the movies. The four of us. And after the movies, what could be more charming than the four of us to seek out and find, after about an hour and a half of seeking, an ice cream parlor. And there, again, the four of us had ice cream going. It was about at that time that I thought to myself, "Aw, hell." And therein lies the story.
Well, is it true, as I understand it to be, that they occupy the next room to the...
next suite.
And practically...
Practically.
I'm going to turn this thing over to your wife to see what she may have to add.
Yes, what do you want me to say?
What can I say after I say I'm sorry?
Well, they had a lovely time. They had one of the nicest honeymoons they've ever been on. And so did I. Never had one before or since. Let's see, what else? They had a great deal of car trouble, which, of course, they couldn't really have done deliberately. Exactly, although it could well have waited till they returned to Great Falls, Montana, to have some little part repaired. And as a matter of fact, they had so much car trouble, they had to borrow our car one night to take off, which left us afoot about 6 miles from the center of activities in town. I thought it was quite dull. There are loads and loads of places along the seacoast that they like very much better than Seaside, but that was the only place to go that spring. They're
well,
just worried.
Should you become married the second time, would you invite your in-laws?
Oh, no.
Mm-mm. One experience is enough?
Yes, I think so. Wasn't bad. I mean, after all, I was married. Why, sure. They really.
Well, shall we play this back?
Thank you.